Where are we here? Okay, so the Gemara has this idea of Behemtem Shel Tzadikim. So the Gemara quoted it on Hey on the base with respect to Shechitas Kusi. How can it be that Rabbi Yochanan ate Shechitas Kusi if it's really true? The answer is he holds that as kosher. Rabbi Yochanan holds that as kosher. And then the Gemara quotes it about Anvova Malalek with respect to Tarubis Demai. If I get the Demai from the Amora, it's in the state of Tarubis. So then one of the Amoraim ate it, and the other Amora, his friend, thought, it cannot be that he made a mistake, that he wasn't thinking. It must be that it's mutter. And he researched it, and he found out Tosefta that the Taka says that it's mutter. Fine. Then the next time the Gemara quotes it is with respect to Rab Meir, Achol, Ochol, Alash, Yerek. I once saw a smicha bechinah from some koilel in Eretz Yisrael. They were learning Yeredei. So one of the questions they asked was, what was the name of Rab Meir's father-in-law? David says that his brother-in-law's name is Rabbi Shua ben Zaruz. So his father's name, I guess, was Zaruz. Okay, so yes, you know. Okay. So the Gemara says that the brother-in-law of Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Shua ben Zaruz, told over a story by Rabbi Meir. He was once in Beit Shan, that's an area in Eretz Yisrael, and he ate vegetables without being mafrish. Maisris. How are you supposed to understand this? So he told over the story to Rabbi Yudah Nasi, to Rebbe, and Rebbe assumed it cannot be if Behemtam Shel Tzadikim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mevita Kol HaYolim Tzadikim Atzmon LeKolshkein, cannot be that Rabbi Meir did an Avera. So it's a raya that Beit Shan is Chutz Lords. Wow. Right, and even though for generations, the ancestors of Rabbi Yudah Nasi were Mafis Shumas and Maisris there, Rabbi Yudah Nasi comes up with a chiddush that it was all a mistake. How can it be? But Beit Shan is smack in the middle of Eretz Yisrael, to the north, to the east, to the south, to the west. Is Eretz Yisrael, how can it be that Beit Shan is Chutz Lortz? So the Gemara explains why. When Bnei Yisrael came in the days, when did Eretz Yisrael acquire Kedusha Sa'aretz? In the days of Avram Avinu acquired ownership of Eretz Yisrael, but it didn't have Kedusha yet. When was the Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael? It took 14 years for Yeshua ben Nun to be Mekabesh Eretz Yisrael. The first 7 years, Sheva Shekovshu, that says in Tarach, says in Sefer Yeshua, and then Sheva Shechilku, that's in the Gemara. The Gemara has an oral tradition that it took 7 years to divide Eretz Yisrael. So after it was Kolecha Ve'echod, Makar Eschelka, everybody knew where his share was. Everybody knew, this is my farm, this is his farm, that's his house, that's my house. Then the Kedusha source was completed. So only starting from year 15 were they obligated to be Mafrish, Shumas, and Maisis. So the Tanoim had a Machlaikis after the destruction of the first Beis Hamikdash. Should be assumed the Kedusha Soritz vanished into thin air. Kedusha Bishayna was Batla. Should we assume? No. The Kedusha Bishayna was created in the days of Yeshua ben Nun. The Kedusha Bishayna was Kitchel Lashaita, the Kitchel Los Ilava. Maybe Yeshua ben Nun succeeded. And being Kadosh Eretz Yisrael forever and ever. So that was a big machlokes hatanam. The accepted opinion was that the Kedusha B'Shayna was Batla. Why should we assume the Kedusha was Batla? Usually we have a rule that Kedusha never disappears. Kedusha never disappears. Even if you have a korban that gets a mum kavua and you paid it, it still has Kedusha. Even after you paid it, after it's a pinyon hamatir, but the pinyon is not mafkir, the Kedusha still has Kedusha. Still has a korban after a korban that's called psula hamakdoshim. Psula hamakdoshim is a technical term that refers to a korban that had kedusha aguf lamizbeach, and then it developed a mum kavua, so you applied it. So the din is that it still has an isa gizel avayda. L'sava b'chor sherecho, l'sagas b'chor tzenecho, still has an isa gizel avayda. The Gemara Kedushin says in the first pair. Still has the kedusha's korban. The Gemara says that it's still isa tmura. If you have a korban shuhumam benifte, after you paid it, it's still oisa tamur, it still has a din of kedushas korban. The pidyon is mater shchutechutz. You're permitted to shecht it outside the Beis Hamikdash. The Ragat Shava writes it could be that it's mutter to shecht it in the Azara. He's not sure. Usually there's an issa to shecht shchutechutz. There's an issa to shecht korbanus outside of the Beis Hamikdash. There's an issa to shech tchulin in the azara. But over here, by psulah hamakdoshim shehumim uveniftu, it could be that basically it is a korban. Could be it's mutter to shech it in the azara. It's not really chulin. It's not chulin b'azara. So one might have thought that kedushas of eretz should remain. Kedushas like paka. One could have argued a point, so that was a big machlokes hatanaim, whether the Kedusha Rishayna was batla at the time of the Churban Bayis Rishon or was not batla. The Psak Halacha, we passed on that it was batla. So then there was a machlokes after the destruction of the second Beis HaMikdash. Should we say that just like the Psak HaMekubal was that the Kedusha Rishayna of Eretz Yisrael that was created Al Yidei Shur Ben Nun was batla at the time of Churban Bayis Rishon, maybe the Kedusha Shnia that was created by Ezra and Nehemiah when they rebuilt the Beis HaMikdash and all the Jews, hardly any Jews, drop in the bucket. A few thousand Jews moved back from Babel to Eretz Yisrael. Maybe that Kedusha also was batla at the time of the Churban Bayis Sheni. So that was the big machlokes hatanaim after the Churban Bayis Sheni. Psak HaMekubal is also, Psak HaLoch is also machlokes. Most of the Rishonim assume that the Kedusha Shnei was not batla. Kedusha Shnei was kitchalasi lovai, unlike the Kedusha Rishonim. And the Sefer HaTrumah paskens otherwise. The Bir Agroa in Yeridea quotes the Sefer HaTrumah. Sefer HaTrumah is Balatesis. That's the Talmud of the Rabbeinu Tam, Rabbeinu Baruch, Bal Sefer HaTrumah. There are two Svarim, Sefer HaTrumah and Sefer HaTrumos. Sefer HaTrumos is by a Talmud of the Ramban. If the whole big chunks of Chashim Mishpat are based on the Sefer HaTrumos. And the Gedulei Trumah is a commentary on the Sefer HaTrumos. Sefer HaTrumah reads like a Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. And every so often he throws in a Chiddush, because he's from the Balei HaTosfos. Every so often he throws in a Chiddush. Tosfos quotes from the Rabbeinu Baruch. Rabbeinu Baruch, Sefer HaTrumah, he's the one who came up with the compromise. Here in Mevashah, Gedei Klipa. We paskan like him in Shulchan Aruch. That's when the Sefer HaTrumah. He has other Chiddushim also. So the Sefer HaTrumah paskans that the Kedusha Shnia was Batla. There's a Rashi in Sanhedrin, also sounds in the third pair concern, Rashi sounds as if he's paskening la aloche, that Kedusha Shnia was batla, but that's not the accepted opinion. That's the Sefer HaTrumah with the Rashi and Sanhedrin, that's a believe it or not of aloche. That's a collective item. The Psak Aloche is that Kedusha Shnia was kitchel osi lova. Why should there be a difference between the Kedusha Rishayna and the Kedusha Shnia? So the Rambam has a famous explanation. The Rambam says that the Kedusha Rishayna was based on kibush. It took 7 years to conquer Eretz Yisrael. And the Chalukah also took 7 years. The Chalukah was just the Gemara of the Kibush. But the Kaddish was the Kibush. So once the Babylonian armies came and they took Eretz all away from the Jewish people, so they undid the Kibush. So it's like yanking out the rug from underneath you. The whole Kedusha of Eretz Yisrael, they rested on the fact that there was a Kibush. They undid the Kibush, so the Kedusha was undone. But the Kedusha Shnia was not based on Kibush. There was no Jewish government till deep into the Bayis Sheni period. 204 years before Churban Bayis Sheni was the Nes Chanukah. That's when the Hashmonaim established the government. The whole first several hundred years until the Nes Chanukah, there was no Jewish government at all. So there was no kibush. There were Tachas Shilton Ha'umah, so there was no kibush at all. So the Kedusha Shnei cannot possibly be based on kibush. Whatever is based on, we're not sure. The Rambam says it was based on Chazokah. However, you translate the word chazokim. So the Rambam says, because the Kedusha Rishona was based on Kibush, and once the Kibush was undone, so the Kedusha disappeared. Mashenik and Kedusha Shnia was not based on Kibush. Rashi on our daf, on Dab Zayinam and Aleph, quotes from the Gemara in Perikor, Rashi right in the middle of Zayinam and Aleph, quotes from Perikor Orel and Yavamis, it says in parentheses, Dab Pei Beis. On Daf Pei Beis, there's an interesting Tosis. The Gemara talks about Kedusha Rishayna, Kedusha Shnei, so Tosis quotes to Rabbeinu Chananel, who translates Kedusha Rishayna means the Kedusha Soharetz that was given to Eretz on the days of Avraham Avinu. And the Kedusha Shnei is the Kedusha that was endowed to Eretz on the days of Yeshua Ben Nun. So Tosis says, with all the respect to the Rabbeinu Chananel, usually they don't want to argue with Rabbeinu Chananel, called Rav Diri Kabbalah. He had traditions from the days of the Goyim. They say this is not acceptable. In the days of Avraham Avinu, there was no Kedusha Soharetz. It took 14 years of conquering Eretz on the days of Yeshua Ben Nun till it got to Kedusha Rishayna. So Tosfos says they don't agree. Kedusha Rishayna was like the Yeshua Ben Nun. The Kedusha Shnia was in Ezra when Ezra came back. So the Rambam writes And Hilchas Beis HaBchira, the Rambam explains that the Kedusha of Shaina was based on Kibush, so that's why it was undone when the Kibush was undone. Kedusha Shnia was based on Chazoka, whatever that means. So Rashi quotes from Perek HaOrel, that the Gemara there quotes the Pasuk, V'Abiyach HaShem Alachech HaOretz, Asher Yosha HaBesech HaBeirishto. So the verb Yerusha appears twice in the Pasuk, Asher Yosha HaBesech HaBeirishto. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us Eretz Yisrael the first time around in the days of Yishuv Benun, then he gave us Eretz Yisrael the second time around in the days of Ezra Nehemiah, the Yerishto. So it sounds from the Pasuk that Yerusha Bishoyin HaShnei Yesh Lehem, Shlisha Sein Lehem. There were two Kedushas given to Eretz Yisrael. The first time around was in the days of Yishuv Benun, Asher Yosha Rabbi Secho, then in the beginning of the Baisheni period, the Yerishto, and the Kedusha Shlishis Ein Lehem. There won't be any need for Kedusha Shlishis. Kedusha Rishayna Shnei Yesh Lehem. Kedusha Yerusha Shlishis Ein Lehem. That's the Lashon HaGemar. Yerusha Shlishis Ein Lehem. Because the Kedusha Shnei was Kitcha Lase Lo. That's why we paskin. Most of that's the Psak HaMekubal on Shulchan Aruch. So the Gemara says that historically, when Ezra was Mekadosh Eretz Yisrael the second time around, whatever it means, the Rambam says, Idei Chazoka, whatever that means. So the Gemara says he made a political decision not to be Mekadosh all of Eretz Yisrael. He left out certain areas because there was a problem. Why was the Beis HaMikdash Chorev? Why did they lose Eretz Yisrael the first time around? So the Pasuk says in B'chukaisa, because they didn't observe Shemitah properly. So Shemitah was always an issue. Shemitah was always a problem. So in the beginning of the Baisheni period, Ezra on purpose left out areas within Eretz Yisrael that was Niskadosh the first time around. The Gemara's Lashon is Habre Krach and Kovshu al Mitzrayim al Kovshu Mali Bavel. There were many areas. Krach is a metropolis, a gigantic city. It's called the Krach. So there were many areas in Eretz Yisrael that were given Kedusha B'Shoyin in Oile Mitzrayim, in the days of Yeshua Benun, and V'lo Kitchum. In the days of Ezra, they were not Mekadosh them. Why? On purpose. V'hinichem. They left them out based on a political consideration. Kadesh Yismuchu Aleihem. Aniyim v'shviyis. The aniyim should be able to get a job, to work. If it's not, if the areas don't have Kedushas Haaretz, so the dinim of Shemitah don't apply, so you can get a job and work on the farm. And Mishnas HaShemitah. And then they'll give you Maiserani. You can take Maiserani.
This Kedusha, does it entail, like with Yerushalayim
and
the Mikdash, do you need a Sanhedrin, and how does it work?
That's a major question. How does it work? Who was Mekadosh the Eretz the second time around? The first time around was the Jewish army conquered Eretz Yisrael. It was the Kibush Rabbim. And then the Chalukah was the Gemara of the Kibush. So that was Mekadosh. I said, what about the second time? There was no Kibush. So what does the Rama mean Chazoka, and who did it? Who decided yes to be Mekadosh and not to be Mekadosh? They decided to leave out certain areas not to be Mekadosh the second time. Who decided? Who's the Balabos over here? That's a very good question. I think the Meforish on the side of the Rambam on the first page in Hilchas Trumas, tells you what's the definition of Eretz Yisrael. So it's Eretz Yisrael, the Ha'ikdusha Vishayna, and then you're Mekadosh the second time around. So I think the Meforish on the side, I think it says that you need the Bez Nagoro has to be the one to decide. That's in general, Kedushas by the Jewish people are probably all established with the approval of the Bez Nagoro. When you want to be Mekadosh Yerushalayim, the Mishnah says it has to be Alpi Bez Nagoro. Why Mekadosh Beis HaMikdash? You have to have the Haskam of the Bez Nagoro. So probably when you want to be Mekadosh Eretz Yisrael, you also need the approval of the Bez Nagoro. When you decide which Svarim should be included in Tanakh, so first you have to know historically that the book was written in Baruch HaKodesh. And then somebody has to decide that's a prerequisite. It's not written in Baruch HaKodesh, it doesn't belong in Tanakh. Then if it was written in Baruch HaKodesh, it doesn't automatically become a Chelek of Tanakh. The Bezin has to decide whether it's a nevushu hutzvuchel ederus, is it important for the future generations? So the Mishnais have that the Tanaim discuss the matter. The members of the Bezin, members of the Bezin, are going to discuss whether this sefer should be included, that sefer. The Gemara has also called the Mekadosh Adaita the Rabbanim Mekadosh when you get married. Also, I don't think that'll appear in Chulin, but in Gittin and in Ksuvis and other Mesichta, the Gemara talks about Afkin Rabbanim Kedusha Minei. Whenever someone gets married, he's Mekadosh Adaita the Rabbanim, and if the Bezdin decides that they don't want his, I don't think you need Bezdin Hagadol, but if the Bezdin decides they don't approve of his marriage, that they have the ability to be mafkia his marriage. Seems also that that when a couple gets married, there's an element of kedusha that's introduced into their lives. The Gemara says in the first half of kedusha, when we get married and we say hariat mekudeshes li, so that's a lishna derabbanan. In Tanakh, it never says mekudeshes; it says meureses nesua ishto. Ezek Negdo, Ezrasi, Negdosi, Hariat Negdosi, Hariat Ezrasi, Hariat Salosi, Vikat Sela, Achas Bin Saloisov. There are Lishna Deraisa, biblical expressions for getting married. Hariat Mekudeshes Li is a Lishna Derabbanan. In Tanakh, it never appears, Hariat Mekudeshes. But the Achrayim say on that Gemara, but the concept is a concept Deraisa. When a couple gets married, there's some new element of Kedusha that's introduced into their lives. So just like the Kedushas HaMikdash and the Kedushas HaOretz and the Kedushas HaTanach, all depends on the approval of the Bezdin HaGadol, so to the Kedusha of Ishus, the Kedusha that's introduced when a couple gets married, that's also dependent on the Bezdin. Doesn't seem that you need a Bezdin HaGadol, but you need the approval of a Bezdin. And if the Bezdin disapproves, they can be Mafkia one's Kedushin.
Does that mean that places like Beit Shan and all the other places where Pater didn't have the Kedusha, does that mean in the future they're not going to have Kedusha? There's a struggle. They'll probably get the Kedusha Shania. They never had a Kedusha Shania. They'll get the Kedusha Shania sometime in the future. Yeah, the Chazon Ish writes, this is before they discovered the documents to prove it. The Chazon Ish wrote on his own, he doesn't think
that it means the whole Beit Shan area. He thinks certain sections of Beit Shan. It's not mistaken that the whole Beit Shan Valley was never in the Scottish. So many years after he passed away, they found plaques from shuls, from the Golan, with the plaques that they used to be in front of the shul. They tell you exactly which areas in Beit Shan area, in the valley, have Kedusha, Chayv and Shumas Maizu, which not. That's what the Chazon Ish said. It doesn't think that it goes in the whole Beit Shan. Certain sections, they left out. So that was the story over here. Reb Meir, Reb Yud al-Nasi felt it cannot be. Pemtem shel tzadikim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu mev takol al-yorim, tzadikim atzmo l'koshken. How can it be that Reb Meir ate vegetable, alo sheyerek, he ate a little bit of a vegetable without being mafish chumas amaisis? So must be that it was beheter. How can it be beheter? It must be that it's not, it doesn't have kedusha sa'oritz. Wow. So his contemporaries were upset. How can you reverse a psak hamakubal for so many years? Welcome Shavasech, Avos Avisech, your ancestors, no gabo iser. They always treated Beit Shan, the whole Beit Shan as Eretz Yisrael. They were always mafish trumas and maises. Atatinik beheter. So he says, no, that's the din, that a Talmid Chacham comes up with a new chiddush. You should listen to what he has to say, if it makes sense. So then you can follow it, even though it's very surprising. Sure. That's Mokum Minichum and Hashamayim. In every generation, big tzaddik and big Talmid Chacham come up with big chiddushim against what was Mekubal. Moshe Feinstein has a lot of big chiddushim, and we have accepted a lot of them. A lot of his big chiddushim have been accepted. So the Gemara seems to say over here that if you have an area that doesn't have Kedusha Sa'aretz, there's no mitzvah of Trumas and Maises. That's elementary, no? Trumas and Maises from the mitzvahs of Kedusha Sa'aretz. So that's how Tosfos starts off, this gigantic Tosfos, Vavam and Beis, very famous Tosfos. First line Tosfos writes, Mashma Dei Maisa Noeg B'chutzlaretz. There's Pesukim in the Chumash like that, that's a double push, means even with the Rabbanan. Means even with the Rabbanan, they never introduced Chalam and Ator is only in Eretz Yisrael. Gavayachem el ha'aretz, it says, when you come to Eretz Yisrael, v'hayi b'cholchem elechem ha'aretz. So chal is a nitzal tloi ba'aretz, but midirabbanan, They introduced challah all over the world. But Truma Samaisa, they never introduced even with the Rabbanon all over the world. That's what it would appear from our Gemara. So Tosfos has a kasha. There seem to be Gemaras that contradict. They quote a Gemara in Chorus Daf Chav Zayin, where the Gemara says that a Kohen Tomei is not allowed to eat Truma, it's a Pasuk in Chumash, unless the Tumah. Okay, Kohen is not allowed to eat Truma in a state of Tuma, whether he's Tomei and the Truma is Tahar, or the Truma is Tomei and he's Tahar, or they're both Tomei. Doesn't matter. You're not allowed to eat Kohen, is not allowed to eat Truma in a state of Tuma. But if it's Chalas Chutzlar, it's a Truma Chutzlar, that it's only prohibited if the Kohen has a Tuma Hayotzal the Megufay, like Zav, Zav, and Nidi, Oledis, Mitzora, Balkari. That's Tumah Yotzal Megufay. All the Tumas are divided into two categories. The Tumas Mago, let's say I attend a funeral, so the Mace is Avi Avos HaTumah. So I attend the funeral, so I'm a Kabbal Tumah from the Mace. Mace Avi Avos, I become an Avat Tumah. If someone attended the funeral, he became an Avat Tumah, he shakes my hand. I don't attend the funeral, he shakes my hand, makes me into a Rishon LeTumah. So I was a Kabbal Tumah from something else. So that's the Shemayna Shratzim HaMurim Batar. If you have one of the rodents that's mentioned in the Chumash, the eight Shratzim HaMetamei B'moysam. So that's Av HaTumah. If I touch it, it makes me into Rishon HaTumah. I was Mekabel Tumah. Or I touch a man who's a Balkari, I touch a woman who's a Nida, Zova, Yoledis. So I'm Mekabel Tumah from outside. If I develop the Tumah in my own body, I'm a Mitzora. I am a Balkari, a Zav, Zova, Yoledis, a Mitzora. That's Tumah Yotzal Megufa. So that's considered more Chomer. Tumah Yotzal Megufa is considered more Chomer than Tumah Smago. We already have a difference, Halacha L'maaseh, between Tumah Yotzal Megufa and Tumah Smago for Knisa L'Migdosh. The din is that in the Azara, no Tomei is allowed to enter the Azara. But in the Harabayis, Min HaTorah, the Rabbanah Harabayis is divided into three different sections. But Min HaTorah, the whole Harabayis is one. So Harabayis, Min HaTorah, only one who has a Tumah Yotzal and Megufa is not allowed to enter. That's Zav, Zav, Yoledis, and Mitzorah. And the Balkari, those people. But a person who's a Tomei Mace is allowed to go. Is allowed to go. But the Rabbanan, they divided Harabais into different sections. In the inner sections, the Tomeim are not allowed to go, even though it's not Tumah Yotzal and Megufa. That's a difference on a level of their Isa. About Shiloch Tomeim and Amachna. The Gemara points out that when it says Vishalchem and Amachna called Sarov v'Chalzav v'Chatomei l'Nofesh, so it mentions three tumas, Sarov v'Zav v'Tomei l'Nofesh, and mentions the word Machna three times. The Gemara says, yes, there are three Machnas. There's Machna Shechina, that's the Azor, then there's Machna Leviyah, that's the Harabais, then there's Yerushalayim, there's Mechubin Keneged, Machna Yisrael, and the Midbar. And the three Tomeim, each one is more chomer than the other one. So the Azara, no Tomei is permitted to enter the Azara, even if it's only a Tumas Maga. The Harabayis is a little less chomer, so only one who has a Tumah Yotzal and Megufay is prohibited, Men HaTorah, from entering Harabayis. Then Yerushalayim is slightly lower level, has a Kedushan Samigdosh, has a slightly lower level of Kedushan Samigdosh than the Harabayis. So only one who's a Mitzorah is a Mitzorah, and not allowed to enter into Yerushalayim or into the Ayoras HaMekavos Chayim Moser Shul Benon. So that's on the level of the Raisad. We know there's a difference between Tumas Maga and Tumah Yotzal and Megufa. What's another difference? So Tosfos claims, the Rambam perhaps seems not to agree with Tosfos. Tosfos says when you have a Pesach Habo B'tumah, when the Roiv HaTzibur is Tomei, so the Mishnah says in Psachim, when the Roiv HaTzibur, 51% of the people in Yerushalayim are Tomei, so they're allowed to bring the Korban Pesach B'tumah. So the Mishnah says in Psachim, Lo Yechum Menu, Zavin and Mitzorayim are not allowed to eat, because they have a Tumah Yotzal and Megufay. Only one who has a Tumas Maga is permitted to Tumas Mutta B'tzibur, that's a din. If it's a Korban Tzibur, a Korban Shizmana Kavua, it doesn't really depend on Korban Tzibur. Really depends, doesn't depend, there's a difference between a Korban Yochan and a Korban Tzibur, but the din that it's Mutta to bring the Korban Tzibur B'tuma doesn't really depend, the Mishnah says in Tmura, it doesn't really depend on Korban Tzibur versus Korban Yochan. Really depends whether it's a Korban Shizmana Kavua or it's a Korban Shein Zmana Kavua. most of the Korbanos Yochid are not Zmanam Kavua. Most of them. There are some that are, but most of the Par Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol brings a par that's Zmanam Kavua. In the Chavit Kohen Gadol, it's a Korban Yochid, he brings a Minchas Chavit every day. That's a Zmanam Kavua. It has to be in every single day. That's a Korban Yochid. You don't pay for it from Machza Shekel money. All the Korbanos Sibur have to be paid for by the Machza Shekel money. So you have a few cases where you have a Korban Yochid that is Zmanam Kavua. Then it is Derech Shabbos and it is Derech Tumah. And you have once in a long, long while, once in every 300 years, if that much, you have a Korban Par Halam Dovah Shel Tzibur. It's a Korban Tzibur She'ein Zmanam Kavua. So if it's Ein Zmanam Kavua, it's not Derech Shabbos and it's not Derech Tumah. So the Mishnah says that a korban tzibur, or more correctly, a korban shezmana kavua is muta be brought bitumah. So the Mishnah says zaben mitzorayim are not allowed to participate. So Tosis claims, Tosis sheet is that it depends on this zaben mitzorayim have tumah yotzel megufay. So that tumah is mochom. So that's not muta bitzibur. The thing that's muta bitzibur and korban shezmana kavua means if it's if it's a tumah smaga, but not if it's a tumah yotzel meguf. So then Tosis quotes the Gemara in Bchoris on Daf Chav Zayin that this distinction between tumah yotzel megufa as opposed to tumah smaga is relevant on the level of the Rabbana for chalas chutzlor, so for truma b'chutzlor. Chalas chutzlor, we know the Mishnayis. The Mishnayis, we know your mother's mafrish chala. Whenever she bakes cake or cookies, you mafrish chala. So that we know. But the Gemara says, Befesh, even Truma b'chutz l'oretz. So Truma b'chutz l'oretz is only mid the Rabbanan, it's not min HaTorah, but it does exist. There is such a thing as Truma b'chutz l'oretz. And a Kohen is permitted to eat Truma's chutz l'oretz, even if he's Tomei, provided only has a Tumas Maga. But if he has a Tuma Yotzal Megufay, then he's not allowed to. So that's what the Gemara says. If you have Truma, that's Truma's chutz l'oretz, and the Kohen is Tomei, let's say the kohen is a balkeri, so he should go to mikveh. So if you have a kohen who's an adult, he's over 9 years old. Before the age of nine, is ain't biyosabiyah. So he can't ain't biyosabiyah. So what he has is not called shichozer. He's not called a balkeri. So if you have a kohen cotton before the age of nine, by definition, can't be a balkeri. If you have a kohen gadol, does mean a high priest. Kohen gadol does mean bar mitzvah. Kohen gadol means over the age of nine. He's over the age of nine. It's possible that he is a balkeri, so you have to have a kohen gadol shetovel lekeriyah. If he was tovel for the tumas balkeri, he has a tumas mace, but a tumas mace is a tumas mago. That's not a tumah yotzel lemigufay. Tumas balkeri is a tumah yotzel lemigufay. So the Gemara says there in Pchoris on Daf Chav Zayin, chalas chutz loretz and tumas chutz loretz may be eaten by a kohen tomei shetovel lekeriyah or by a kohen cotton who can't, by definition, he can't be. It can't be a balkeri if he's younger than nine. Even though he's a tummy mace, that doesn't bother me. The dinim deraisa, where there's a difference between tuma yotzel meguf and tuma smaga, they're dinim derabbanan. They're more. I just said two on the level of deraisa, one on the level of the rabbanan. There are more differences between the two. So again, so Tosis has this kasha. Ar gemara mashma, the first line of Tosis, the ein maisa noig b'chutz l'aretz, even with the rabbanan. On the level of deraisa, we know that Trumas and Mice only applies in Eretz Yisrael. It's Pesukim and the Chumash like that. That's the ABC. That's a mitzvah hatluya ba'aretz. The agriculture mitzvahs only apply in Eretz Yisrael. So the question is, on the level of the Rabbanan, so from our Gemara would appear not at all, you don't observe Trumas and Mice at all in Chutz L'aretz, and the Gemara in Pcharis Dav Chav Zayin is beferish against it. The Gemara in Beitza also, Dav Yud Beis, also beferish against it. They had Truma and Mice in Bovel. Truma, Mais, and Bovel. Bovel is Chutz L'aretz. How do they have Trumas and Mais and Bovel? So that's Tosis Kasha. There on Beitza, and that Daf Yud Beis on Beit, the end of the first paragraph, there's a very long Rashba who talks about the same topic also. Tosis is also pretty long. Very long Tosis, unusually long. So Tosis gives three terutzim on the Kasha. So the first terutz they give is that Trumas and Maises is only deraisa in Eretz Yisrael on Dog and Tirish V'Yitzar. And all the other fruits and vegetables, it's only Midirabbanim. That's how the Psukim say, Reish is Dagon Chati Rosh Chavitzarecha. Reish is Geis Son Chati Tan Loi. That's in last week's Seder, I think. So it's only about Dog and Tirish V'Yitzah. So Dog and Tirish V'Yitzah, which in Eretz Yisrael is their Isa, so that they made a Chumrah in Chutz Lord, you should observe Chumas and Maisa all over the world on Dog and Tirish V'Yitzah. But on Yerek, Maisa Yerek, the Gemara says it's only made the Rabbanon. Rashi gives that answer. And that's the first answer in Tosfos. But on Yerokas and on all other Peres U'Ilon, aside from Zeisim HaNovim, Zeisim HaNovim is included in Tirosh Chavitzarecho. So all other fruits and vegetables where in Eretz is so gufa, the whole requirement to be mafish chumas mais only the Rabbanon, so they didn't introduce it b'chutz l'aretz. That'd be like a gzera l'gzera. And Adog and Tirosh V'Yitzah words their eyes in Eretz so they made a gzera and chutz l'aretz or to Eretz Yisrael. But on all the other Peres U'Ilon, on all the other, the Maisa Yerek, but it's only the Rabbanon, they never introduced. So this is one suggestion. Yeah. Tosfos later on picks up on this. That's the first answer that there's going to be. Tosfos picks on that later. They have a Yerushalmi on Zayinim and Aleph, which they're interpreting to say that on the level of the Rabbanon, there's a difference between Maisa Yerek and Shar Peres U'Ilon. Maisa Yerek, the Gemara says, is only mid the Rabbanon. Yerokas is only mid the Rabbanon. And Shar Peres U'Ilon, Tosfos assumes, is only mid the Rabbanon. The Rambam's opinion is not so. The Rambam's opinion is that only Maisa Yerek is the Rabbanon, and Shar Peres U'Ilon are their Isa. Why? The Rambam doesn't see how you can. The Chumash says, Reish is Digon Chati Rosh Chavitzarecha. So Dogon means Chamesh is Mene Dogon, that we know. Then Tiroshcha means wine, and Yitzarecha means olive oil. So if grape juice is Chaybsim, Mestama grapes are Chayb Min HaTorah. And if olive oil is Chayb, Mestama olives are Chayb Min HaTorah. That's how the Rambam understood. Rabbanu Chumash writes, not so. The Rabbanu Chumash writes only olive oil and grape juice and wine, but if you eat olives themselves, you eat grapes themselves, the way it is, not in the state of oil, it's only chayv and shulmas and maisel mid the Rabbanon. That's a big chiddush, what the Ramban writes. But the Rambam does not agree with that Ramban. The Rambam holds that shulmas and maisel on olives and on grapes is their isa. The Rambam doesn't see how you can distinguish between grapes and olives and all the other fruits from the tree. But he's going to say, this is from the Shivas Aminim. So then pomegranates and figs and dates should also be their isa. Why only grapes and olives? So the Rambam thinks if grapes and olives are their isa, all Peres U'Ilon are their isa. Only Yerek is the Rabbanon. There's a Gemara in the first parak in Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara says that Chumas and Maisis on Buxer is only with the Rabbanon. Buxer grows on a tree. So according to the Rambam, it should be Chayv Min HaTorah. So the Rambam answers, how many people eat Buxer here? Nobody. So the Rambam says, Buxer is basically Michael Bein. You only have in Chumas and Maisis if it's Michael Ben Yodim. It's not really, if it wouldn't be, let's say, on grass, which is Mamish Michael Bein, the human beings don't eat it. During the war, people ate grass in order to survive. But under normal conditions, human beings don't eat grass. The grass is not even Chayim Chumas and Maisis Madeira Bun. Buxer, people do eat, but basically it's not really Michael Ben Yodim. So the Rambam understands the Gemara, the Buxer, the Chumas and Maisa, and Buxer is only with the Rabbanon, because not really Michael Odom. The Raiva disagrees with the Rambam, says, why is it not Michael Odom? If it's not Michael Odom, it shouldn't be Chavin Chumas and Maisa, even with the Rabbanon. So he says, no, Buxer represents all the other Peres of Elon, other than grapes and Zeisim HaNovim. Grapes and olives are Chayim Min HaTorah. And all the other Peres Ilan Amid Rabbanon. The Rambam doesn't see that there's a way to distinguish between grapes and olives and the other fruits. So he thinks that all Peres Ilan are the Raisa, and only Yerek is the Rabbanon. But Tosfos holds it like the Raivin. All Peres Ilan are the Rabbanon, and Yerek is only the Rabbanon, but Tosfos interprets it in Yerushalmi. I don't know, that's their Girsa, but their interpretation. They claim that there's a major difference between Maisa Yerek, the Rabbanon and Maisa Shar Peres U'Ilon. Maisa Yerek, the Rabbanon, doesn't even have an Asmachta in a Pasuk. Masha'ini came Shar Peres U'Ilon, there's an Asmachta in a Pasuk. So therefore, it's Mochomer. Hatamaisa. A din the Rabbanan that has an asmachta and a pasuk is more chomer than a din the Rabbanan which doesn't have an asmachta. We usually think, apparently Tosis doesn't agree with us, we usually think you can take a telephone book and make an asmachta. You can take the New York Times and make a Rashi Tevis out of anything. You take like the Babbage, they take the Igris, the Rebbe's letters, and they find all kinds of answers over there to all their questions. You can make a Rashi Tevis and asmachta out of anything. The Tosis does not seem to assume like that. Tosis holds a din de Rabbanan that has an asmachta in Tanakh is more common than a din de Rabbanan that does not have an asmachta. So apparently, there's a famous ritva in the first parak in Rosh Hashanah about this topic. The Gemara says, "Mepnei Amar Torah, why did the Torah tell us we should say Malchus Achareinus and Shofres?" So from the Gemara, it appears as if Malchus Achareinus and Shofres are real din deraisa. Mepnei Amar Torah. So the Ramban Achumish Rashi sounds like he holds like that. Rashi on the Gemara, Rosh Hashanah, Rashi on the Chumash and Parsha Samor. Rashi sounds like he thinks that the reciting of Malchus Achareinus and Shofres on Rosh Hashanah is deraisa. And the Ramban Achumish points out the Rashi, and he disagrees. He has a Gemara. He has a Gemara. The simple reading in the Gemara indicates that Malchus Achareinus and Shofres is only the Rabbanim. Aye, but the Gemara says, why did the Torah tell us to say Malchus Achareinus and Shofres? So the Ritva picks up on this, and Rosh Hashanah round up to Zainos on the first parak. So he says, the Gemara has an Asmachta from Sukkim and Chumash to indicate that you should recite Malchus Achareinus Shofres. And whenever there's an asmachta, we have a tradition, the ritva is mibes midrasha shel haramban. So he says, we have the ritva learned by the Ra'or and Rabbeinu Pinchas Alevi, Achi Rabbeinu, the Ra'or's brother. It was Rabbeinu Pinchas Alevi. They were both very original thinkers. The Ra'or with Rabbeinu Pinchas, very, and the ritva is also always very original thinker. So he says, they have a tradition in the basement of Rosh Shel HaRamban. They are all learned by the Ramban. So he said, we have a tradition. Asmachta doesn't just mean a mnemonic device to remember the din de Rabban. Asmachta means that that was the author's intention. When the Rebbe Shalom dictated the Chumash to Moshe Rabbeinu, he dictated it in such a way that it should tick off the minds of the Chachamim that they should make a din de Rabban in the future in a certain way. Sometimes you read in between the lines of the Chumash and it's a din deraisa, not just mid rabbanan. And sometimes you read in between the lines and you feel it's only a din derabbanan, but the Rabbanu Shel Olam was implying to us that we should institute such a din derabbanan. So if you have a din derabbanan that the Rabbanu Shel Olam encouraged us to make, that's considered a higher level, that's considered more chomer than a din derabbanan that doesn't have an asmachta. That's what Tosfos says. There's such a Pimagodim has in the Psicha Kolelis. Pimagodim wrote an introduction to Torah Shebal Peh. So he calls it the Psicha Kolelis to Orachaim. It's not really Torachaim, it's a Psicha Kolelis, a general introduction to all of Torah Shebal Peh. He has a lot of Marmikomis there, he discusses a lot of topics. So this is one of the ideas that he raises, that it could be that Sveika Derabbanu Lekula doesn't apply to all Dinim Derabbanu. Could be if you have a din derabbanan that has an asmachta in a pasuk, could be that then you say sveika derabbanan lechumra, because the Torah, the Rabbanu Shalom was encouraging us to make this takana derabbanan. So maybe that's more chomer than another din derabbanan which we invented on our own. So Tosis understood in the Yerushalmi that there's a difference in chutz lords. There should be a difference between maisa yerek and Shar Peres Ilam. The Yerek, which is Legamre Midirabbanan, Yerek, which is Gamidirabbanan and Eretz Yisrael, without any asmachta at all, so that they never introduced Nuchutz Loretz at all, nothing. But Shar Peres Ilam, maybe they where in Eretz Yisrael it's also only Midirabbanan, but has an asmachta, so Taisa thinks, maybe Midirabbanan and Chutz Loretz on Shar Peres Ilam, you're mechuyev to mimafish truma, and you're not mechuyev to mimafish maaserishon. Wow. Where do you find, on the level of the Rashi, you ever have such a thing? Chayv and truma, you're not chayv to mimafish maaserishon. But that's how Tosfos read the Yerushalmi. That was their girsa. That was their interpretation. Dafka Dogon Tirushvi, it's here, about 10 lines down from the top of Zayin Amud Aleph in the Tosis. The line below the Bach's little base, in parentheses. So they say, Vazir Ababa Lashmina, the Dafka Dogon Tirushvi, it's Ohim Afrishin, Chumas Umaisris, Bechutz Lords. The Lab Dafka Chuma, Chumas Umaisris also. Abel Shar Peris, Ilan, Lachoshe, Linya, Maisa, Elo, the Chuma Gdoyla, alone. And Maisa Yerek, because Yerek is Legamre in the Rabban Avli Yerokas, three lines later, to the Chumagdada Lachoshu. Wow, wow. That's Rashi's answer. That's the first suggestion that Tez gave. Achilik Tain Dogon Tirish V'Yitzer, which is in Eretz Yisrael and HaTorah. So that they introduce in Chutz Loretz. But all the others are the Rabbanon, Maisa Yerek, Peres, and Zonah Rabban, so they never introduced. So Tosis has a compromise, and not exactly so. Maisa Yerek, which is purely Midirabbana without an Asmata, so they never introduce anything B'chutz Loretz. But Shar Peres or Elon that has an Asmata from a Pasuk in Tanakh, so they're Yimuchayv to Mafrish Chumagdala, not Mafrish Maiserish. Achidish. That's the first suggestion. It's problematic. They were assuming that Yechai to Mafrish Chumas and Maiser, they're friends in Germany where they lived. So how come they're not Mafrish? Baletas were not Mafrish. Chumas, Maisers, and Dogon Tirush V'Yitzer. Rashi manufactured wine. He was not Mafrish Chumas and Maisers. So what's the answer? So Tosis quotes the Rishalmi that here, four lines from the top of the Tosis, Zayin Amud Aleph. Am Rabbi Yechanan, Rabbi Senesha Bagoylo, those who live in France and Germany, okay, wherever you live, all over the United States, I'm Afrish and Shumas and Maisris. Tosis interprets him, Mukhir to Mafrish from the Rabbanan, Shumas and Maisris all over the world, up until Al Shebo Harovim Ubitlum. When the Rovim came and took over, then it no longer applies. Man Nino Harovim, who are these characters, the Rovim? The answer is Targumunya, the Turks. The Turks took over the world. Why? What happened? What in Ashabah Rabbi Bin was it all about? So Tosis says, Tosis explains it as the Behemshech, they say. In Gittin, in the end of Perek HaShalech, in the middle of Gittin, the end of Perek HaShalech, there is a Machlokes HaTanaim regarding Chumas and Maisis in Eretz Yisrael. What if a non-Jew buys a farm in Eretz Yisrael? So he owns the farm? Good. He has to pay tax. Real estate tax. Okay, what else? So there's a machlokes in the Gemara. You say, Yesh kinyan anochri, beretzel lachba barashich in Amoras. He owns the ground, he owns the farm, he has a right to dig, he has a right to build houses. You say also, Yesh kinyan anochri lahavkir miyad shumas amaisris. If the guy buys the karka, he says he's not mechuyev to be mafri shumas amaisris or not. So that's a machlokes in the Gemara. We paskin ein kinyan anochri beretz Yisrael lahavkir miyad shumas amaisris. Why should someone think that yes? Why should you think yesh kinyan lahavkir? So the pasha pshat is because the ikar mitzvah. When is something tevel? We say anything that grows in Eretz Yisrael is tevel. That's the way it goes. Anything grows. No, anything grows in Eretz Yisrael that you chayv to be. Mafrish Chumas and Maisa's son, calls man you're not Mafrish, then it's tevel. But what if the owner of the farm is not Jewish? He doesn't have 630 mitzvahs. He only has 7 mitzvahs b'ninach. Hafrosh's Chumas and Maisa's is not one of the 7 mitzvahs b'ninach. If he wants to, maybe he can be Mafrish. Okay? That's Machleke Satanon. If the Nochi wants to volunteer to be Mafrish, maybe he can be Mafrish. How do you know that? So yesterday we learned this Rashi, Daf Heil Min Aleph, the first long line in Rashi. Rashi quoted the Gemara from later, Daf Yud Gimel Min Beis. Rashi quotes from Vayikra Chav Beis, Ish Ish Min Beis Yisrael, Asher Yakov Karpen Lachon Nidrechem, etc. The Parshas Mumin, Vayikra Chav Beis, the Tanya Lekaman, Ish, Matam Lama Ish Ish, the Rabbis of the Kram, Shinojim, and Dormir Adobiski Yisrael. Ish Ish teaches you that a Nochre, if he wants to, can volunteer to be Mafrish, Nidorim and Adobis. He can't be Magda Shachatas or an Osham. He can't be Mafrish the Machza Shekel or Korban Pesach. It's not Bob Ben Edom and Adovim. The Nochri can only donate whatever is Bob Ben Edom and Adovim. So you see from that pasuk, achidush that anochrin is a bar hachi of hafloa, to be mafresh karbonis, to be magdush karbonis. Ish ki afle linda neda nozer la hafloa. The Rambam has 14 swarm, and we call it by the nickname the Yad HaChazaka. The Yud Dalas on the 14th swarm. The Rambam called it the Mishnah Torah, and we call it by the nickname the Yad HaChazaka. So one of the 14 swarm is Sefer HaFloa. Sefer HaFloa has Hilchus Shvuas, Hilchus Nedarim, Hilchus Naziris, Erchen Bacharamin, everything that's Chal Ayidei Dibur, Chal Ayidei Amira. Ish Ki Afle Lina, Lafim Ish, Lefarish Bisvasov, Rashi writes, Parlei Balaz. Whenever you create something, Ayidei Amira, that's called the Ninyan of HaFloa. So we learn out from this pasuk, Ish Ish, the rabbis of the Kacham Shinodim Dorm Davis Gesod, that Anochri can be Makdush a carbon. Anochri has the ability to be Makdush carbon. Whatever is Bob, the Netter and Adobe, he can be Mafish Chatas Rosham, can be Mafish a Pesach, it's not Bob, the Netter and Adobe. Whatever is Bob, the Netter and Adobe, he can be Mafish. So that's why there's one Tana was of the opinion that Anochri can be Mafish Trumas and Maisis also. If he has a farm in Eretz Yisrael, he's not obligated to, but if he wants to, he may be Mafish Trumas and Maisis and a little Bichal. And the other Tanaim disagree, they have a pasuk that even though ish, the Nochri is a barachi of hafloah, and hafroshes trumas amaisis belongs to that category of the Yoni hafloah. The Gemara says in Shavuos and Daf Chav Zayin, when you take a neder or a shvua, the pasuk says in Parshas Vayikra, nefesh kisishov levate bisosai. You have to have levati bisvasain. If the Gomba believed both tzorch lahotzi bisvasa, the person made up his mind, he's taking a neder, he's going to not eat potato chips anymore. He's taking a neder, he's not going to eat cookies anymore. So the neder, it's not chal, unless he, until he pronounces it with his lips. Ashi yifarish bisvasov. So that's called in Yoni HaFloa. So the Gemara says there are only two exceptions to the rule, that in Yoni HaFloa, achal b'machshoveh, the two exceptions to the rule are Korbanos Achal B'machshove, because the Gemara there in Shavuos dug up a pasuk from Divrei Hayomim that says Kol Nediv Leiv Oilus Heviu. Whoever made up his mind is going to donate a korban oila, so they brought the korban to the Beis Hamikdash. You see, there's such a thing as a korban, the kedushas korban and schal like Dei Machshove. Kol Nediv Leiv Oilus Heviu. Then the Gemara says, what's another? The other exception to the rule, the Shneksim Abayin Keiachad two psukim that tell us that these are the two exceptions to the rule, that in Yoni HaFloa, Achal B'machshava. The other exception to the rule is Truman. Truman, he tells us, B'machshava. Yeah, that's going to be an important Tosfos here on Zayin and Aleph, Dima Mascha V'Dilma. And Tosfos alludes to it in this gigantic Tosfos. He the Rebbe Beit Shan, Tosfos assumes that you already read what they wrote in V'Dilma. They're already assuming the premise that everybody was already brainwashed what they say. You don't have to believe what they said. Maybe you can disagree with Tosfos. Tosfos is another Masich that doesn't agree with what they said over here. So we'll have to see that. So the Gemara in Shavuos said these are the two in Yoni HaFloa that don't need Levati V'Sosai. Afroshas Karbonis, because the Pasuk in Divrei Hayomim says, Kol Nidiv Leiboy Leshevi, or Nidiv Leiboy, he never said it. And by Truma, it says, "V'nechsho lachem trumaskem kadogan min agori mechamleim min ayekav." That's at the end of Parshas Korach. So the poshe pshat and the pasuk, the simple meaning of the pasuk is, the farmer is mafra. Farmer has 100 bushels of grain, fine. So he sets aside 2 bushels, 2% as truma gedola. Then he takes 10% and he gives it for Maaser Rishon, and he gives it to the Levi. The Levi takes the Maaser Rishon. He has to take out 10% of that and give it as Maisa and Amaisa. So the pasuk is Nachsha Lachem Chu Maschem. When the Levi gives his Maisa and Amaisa, he gives what we call Trumas Maisa to the Kayan, that has the exact same status, Kadogan bin Agor Mecham Leah bin Ayakim, has the same status as the Truma Gdoila, which the farmer had to set aside. Farmer had to set aside 2% for Truma Gdoila. Then he gives 10% Maisa Rishon to the Levi. The Levi has to take 10% of that. That's 1% of everything. 10% of 10% and 1% of the whole thing. So 1% of everything is going to be Maisa and Amaisa. It has the exact same din as Truma Gdola. So that's the Pashup Shatan and Pasuk. The Nechsha Lechem Truma Aschem, the Trumas Maisa that you, the Levim, will give to the Kohanim will be considered, Menachshav is considered just like Kadogan Menagor Mechamleh Menagor, just has the exact same status as the Truma Gedolah that the farmer was Mafrish in the first place. That's the Poshipsha. So the Gemara has an additional level of interpretation. Menachshav Lacham Trumas Chem, that Truma Nitelos Memachshav. Doesn't really say that in the Pasuk, but that Torah Shabbat Peh has that additional level of interpretation in the Pasuk. That Truma is Nitelos Memachshav. So Truma should have been an Inyan of Hafloah. Should have been Chalai De Amira. Should have been Chalai De Amira. You should have insisted that Yanin Nefesh Kisu Shava Levate Biswasai. So the Gemara said that Pasuk, Menachshav Lacham Trumas Chem, tells us that it's one of the two exceptions to the rule, just like Hegdish. Hegdish is an exception to the rule that the Pasuk in Divrei Hayomim says, Kol Nediv Levoi L'Seviyu, so too, Truma Gedolah is an exception to the rule as well. So again, so you have a Pasuk, Ishish L'Rabbis HaSakum, Shenodrim and Dar B'Nadavis Ki Yisrael, that Pasuk is on Yud Gimel Amud Beis. Where was that Rashi again? Hey Amud Aleph. On the first very wide line of Rashi, and Hey Amud Aleph, it quotes the Gemara from Yud Gimel Amud Beis Nechulim. So the Nochrim are b'nei hachi of hafla. A nochri is magdash, an animal, it's chal. And you can be makravid in the Beis HaMikdash if it's bo b'nei adam and adoba. You can be makravid in Beis HaMikdash. So whatever grows in the form of a nochri, if the nochri wants to be mafrish chumas amaisis, he ought to be able to. As an enem mitzvah v'yosa, the Rambam writes in the Pirush HaMishnayos, the nochri wants to volunteer to observe orlo. The nochri plants a tree. So if a Jew plants a tree, so there's a din of orla. Whatever grows the first 3 years, you're not allowed to eat. Whatever grows the fourth 3 years, a mitzvah, the fourth year is not the rabbi mitzvah to bring it to Yerushalayim and eat the b'kedusha v'tahara. So if the nochi wants to volunteer to observe the din of net the rabbi, the Rambam writes in the Pirush HaMishnah, there's a discussion in the Mishnah matter. So the Rambam says it'll be like an enem mitzvah v'yosef. So if the nochi wants to volunteer to be mafrish truma, it should also be like an enem mitzvah v'yosa, based on the assumption that the nochri is a bit, he is a bar hafloah. That we learn from Ishish, the rabbi says, of the Kram, nochri is able to be magdush akorb. So he should be able to be mafresh to Mises, but he's not obligated to. It's not from the Shemim mitzvah, he's not obligated to. So that's why there's a machloikas hatanoim. So some tanoim say, yesh kinyan anochri b'eretz Yisrael hafkir miyat shumas amaisis. If a non-Jew owns a farm in Eretz Yisrael, since the Ika mitzvah of Hafrashas, Trumas, and Maisis is chal on the owner of the farm. Whoever is the owner is b'chuyiv to be mafrish. He's a nochri, so he's not b'chuyiv. It's not from the Sheva mitzvah b'nei noach. If you're not b'chuyiv to be mafrish, so we should really say that it never became tevil in the first place. Something only becomes tevil if there's a chiyiv to be mafrish, and you weren't mafrish, then it's tevil. So that's the pshat, yesh kinyan anochri b'eretz Yisrael, lafkir miyat Trumas and Maisis, that Anju owns the farm. He can't say he's mechuyev to be mafrish trumas amaisis. It's not from the sheva mitzvahs b'nei noach. So therefore, even if I buy from the nochri, there shouldn't be an isa tevel on it. Isa tevel is only chalif if there was a chiyev hafrasha, if there was a mitzvah hafrasha. Even if you have the nochri, can volunteer as an enim tzuvios, he can volunteer to be mafrish like that tana machlokes hatanoim. But the nochri wasn't mechuyev, not mechuyev to be mafrish. You say it's not really tevil. So we paskin not so. We paskin, even though the owner of the farm is not Jewish and he's not mechuyev to be mafrish, we paskin it does become tevil. So if I buy the peris, I buy the dog and tirish v'yitzur from the nochri, the owner of the farm, I'm still mechuyev to be mafrish, trumas and maisris. The Gemara just says, where do you say yesh kinyan lenochri lahafkia miyat trumas and maisris? That's in Surya. Why Surya? So the Gemara says, because when David HaMelech was Kovesh Surya, it's all story in Tanakh, he didn't get the approval of the Bezin at that time. He did on his own. So the Gemara said, that's called Kibush Yochid. So Kibush Yochid, so David HaMelech conquered the area of Surya, Aram Tzova. He conquered that area, and he declared it as Eretz Yisrael. And there was a big debate in the days of the Tanaim. Tanaim was centuries after David HaMelech. It was a big debate. Did David HaMelech accomplish to endow Surya with Kedusha Deraisa? Because the Pasuk says at the end of Parshas Ekev, Kol Makom Ashatidach Kaf Raglachem Bo Lachem Nesativ, And Kol Mokam includes even Chutz Loretz. Even Chutz Loretz. Kol Mokam, Asher Tidrach Karag Lahem. Anywhere in the world, if the Jewish army conquers the area, they can endow it with Kedusha Eretz Yisrael. The Kedusha can spread. If Eretz Yisrael has Kedusha, Rav Soloveitchik thought if the new area is contiguous to Eretz Yisrael, he said, he gave a mashal. He said he bought his home in Boston. So kibush, if you all kibush yochish, make kibush. Kibush has to be with a battle, with a gun, and someone has to get killed. He bought his home. So it's also kibush. Doesn't have to be with blood and tears. So if you all kibush yochid, so my home has kedusha Eretz Yisrael. Kibush yochid, we pass in kibush yochid, now shmei kibush. But if the din would have been a kibush yochid, shmei kibush. So he said, a person that buys a place in America, it's called a kibush yochid. So he thought, it's only shach to say, kol mokam ashatid rakav raglachem, if the area is contiguous to Eretz Yisrael, has been the same continent, and next Eretz Yisrael, Eretz Yisrael is all full of kedusha, and the Jewish army conquers an area adjacent to Eretz Yisrael, the kedusha spills over, goes over from, like if you fill up a cup, you keep on pouring in liquid till it overflows, so you filled up all of Eretz Yisrael with kedusha Saaretz, then you've acquired an area that's adjacent to Eretz Yisrael, so the kedusha will spill over from Eretz Yisrael to the Arotz HaSasmuchas. The kedusha will go over there too. So that's the machlekes in Gittin, and the first parak in Gittin, and other mesechtas, whether the kedusha Sa'oritz that David HaMelech gave to Surya was out of din deraisa, was out of din derabban. It was a kibush yochid, and that's machlekes kibush yochid. Is shmei kibush or lav shmei kibush? So we pask on lav shmei kibush that Surya never had a kedusha deraisa in the first place, but it has a kedusha midirabbanan. But the kedusha midirabbanan, it's a make-believe kedusha. On the level of the Raisa, it's not a real kedusha. The make-believe kedusha rests on the fact that it's owned by Jewish people. But in Surya, if Yesh Kenyan Lenochri b'Surya, then it doesn't have the whole kedusha of Surya. Is only make-believe kedusha midirabbanan, rests on the fact that it was acquired, the ownership was acquired by Jewish people. But if you have Yesh Kenyan b'Surya, if a Nochri owns a farm in Surya, so it doesn't have kedusha at all. If you hold Yesh Kinyan Eretz Yisrael, Hafkim HaTrum and Samayis, not that Eretz Yisrael becomes Chutz Loretz because a non-Jew bought it. It remains Eretz Yisrael, but the reason why you putter from Trum and Samayis is according to those old Yesh Kinyan Eretz Yisrael, Hafkim HaTrum and Samayis, is because the Yikah Mitzvah of Trum and Samayis is Chal on the Bala Soda, on the owner of the farm. The owner is not Jewish. It's not from the Sheva Mitzvah's been enough to be Mafrish Trum and Samayis. If it will be Mafrish, sometime I'm saying, will be Chal. As an Eina Mitzvah V'yoseh, same thing by Netter Revai. If we'll want to observe it, some Tanaim hold that it'll have meaning, like an Eina Mitzvah V'yoseh. But the Goy is not Mechuyev to be Mafrish Trumas Ma'aseh, not Mechuyev, so it never became Tevel in the first place. But it's not because Yesh Kenyan Be'eretz Yisrael, so it's Dino K'chutz Loretz. If the Goy buys a farm, it doesn't become Chutz, it remains Eretz Yisrael. But when it gets to Trumas Ma'aseh, if the owner of the other Tana holds, if the owner of the farm is not Jewish, he's not mechuyev to be mafrish Trumas Ma'aseh, it doesn't get off the ground. Never becomes tevel in the first place. That's why Rav Chaim Soloveitchik pointed out there's a Trumas HaRosh in the regular volume of Shalos Trumas HaRosh, where the Rosh writes that the whole machlekes hatanoim, where the Yesh Kini Eretz Yisrael lehafkia only was regarding Trumas Ma'aseh, regarding Shemitah, there never was a machlekes. Nobody holds Yesh Kenyan Be'eretz Yisrael Hafkiyah from Mitzvah Shemitah. Why? Because Shemitah doesn't begin with the owner of the farm. Trumas HaMaisis has to begin with the owner. The owner of the farm has a mitzvah to be Mafish Trumas HaMaisis. And Kol's money is not Mafish, it's not Mekayim, it's mitzvah, everything is devil. But if the owner of the farm is not Jewish, so he's not Mechuyim, so he can't say that it begins to become devil. That's that Shita, the Yesh Kenyan. We don't pass like that. That's what the Shita is based on. But even that Shita wouldn't apply to Shemitah. Shemitah starts off as a Nisr. You're not allowed to do Avodah Sakarka. It doesn't start off as a mitzvah. Trumas HaMaisis starts off as a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah on the Bala Soda that he mafresh Trumas HaMaisis. So the Gemara has this machlekes, and in the middle of Gittin, the end of Perek HaShaleach, the Gemara has a machlekes Tanoim and Amaroim, where the Yesh Kinyan B'yad Nochri, the Eretz Yisrael Hafkiyah, B'yad Trumas HaMaisis Hanat. And the Maskon is that Ein Kinyan Hafkiyah, there is no such thing, except for Surya, because in Surya, we paskin the whole kedusha sarets is only midirabbanan. It's a make believe kedusha. It's not a real kedusha deraisa, and the kedusha rests on the fact that it's owned by Jewish people. David HaMelech was kovishit, so there's a din of kibush mochama. Whenever one country wins a war against another country, whether it was Beit or Abiyisar, the country who wins the war acquires ownership. That's the institution of kibush mochama. It's an international din. The Gemara in Gittin learns that from Psukim. It doesn't matter whether the Jews conquered from the Goyim or the Goyim conquered from the Jews, or the Goyim conquered from each other. The country who wins the war acquires ownership of all the property. That's the principle of Kibush Mochama. So true, Syria belongs to the Jewish people. We were Kibushit. But if a Goy will buy a farm in the middle of Syria, of course Yesh Kenyan Hafkis. Mam Chutz Loretz. The whole reason why we make believe, we treat it as Eretz Yisrael Midirabbanan, because it was the ownership was acquired by David HaMelech, and it belongs to Jews. But if a Nochri buys, so even the din of Shemitah goes off, the Gemara of the Farish. In Syria, he say Yesh Kinyan Hafke, even regarding Shemitah. So the whole Het Mechira that they have in Eretz Yisrael, that was from the 1600s. The Sfaradish Rabbanim, in the 1600s, there were no Ashkenazim living in Eretz Yisrael. The only people that were living there were Sephardim. The Ashkenazim just started coming the early 1800s. The Talmidei HaGro, the Talmidei Balatanya, the Talmidei Baal Shem Tov, the Chassidish, they all came the beginning of the 1800s. So in the 1600s, the Jews were never too successful in agriculture at that time. 1500s, 1600s, they weren't making too much of a parnasa. So some of the Sfaradish Gedolim came up with this kula, that if they'll sell a farm to a goy for Shnas HaShemitah, so then since the whole din of Shemitah b'zman hazeh is only made the Rabbanon, so then you can say, Yesh Kenyan b'yad Nochri l'hafkia miyad mitzvah Shemitah. If Shemitah would be there, I said, then we paskin ain't Kenyan l'hafkia. But Shemitah is only the Rabbanon, so that's where you paskin Yesh Kenyan l'hafkia. So the Beis HaLevi has a taina, and the Tshuva's Beis HaLevi, he says it's not the same. Eretz Yisrael has a kedusha deraisa. Even if a non-Jew buys it, you can't say yesh kinyan lahafkia as far as shmita is concerned. The kedusha is a kedusha deraisa, even if shmita is only with the rabbanim. It's not a din that on din of deraisa ain't kinyan lahafkia, on din of the rabbanim yesh kinyan lahafkia. In Syria, the whole kedusha is only with the rabbanim, and it's only a make-believe kedusha because there never was a kibush rabbim. So the whole make-believe Kedusha in Syria rests on the fact that the area belongs to Jewish people. So if a goy buys the field, the farm in Syria, so there's no Kedusha even with the Rabbanan. There isn't even a make-believe Kedusha with the Rabbanan. So there's no Kedusha even with the Rabbanan. So even Shemitah doesn't apply. But if you're talking about Eretz Yisrael, Shemitah b'zman hazeh, true. Shemitah b'zman hazeh is only with the Rabbanan. Shemitah, there's a machlokes hatanoim. We assume that Shemitah is only deraisa if it can lead up to Yoiva. Every seventh year, for 49 years in a row, every seventh year is in a Shemitah, then year number 50 has a din of Yoiva. So on Yoiva, the Pasuk says, across from Dror Ba'aretz, L'chol Yoshveha, thou shalt proclaim liberty throughout the land and to all its inhabitants. That's the Pasuk that's on the Liberty Bell in Philadelphia. I used to live in Philadelphia. We used to go on Shabbos afternoon, we would walk to Liberty Hall to see the Liberty Bell, the Pasuk on it. The Liberty Bell was commissioned by the Jewish community of Pennsylvania to represent the Jews, paid for the Liberty Bell. It was made in Europe and it broke on the way, on the boat. It broke on the way to America. So they had this Pasuk written on the Liberty Bell, cross from Dror Ba'aretz L'chol Yoshveha. So the Gemara in the end of Erechin learns out from that Pasuk this important din, that the mitzvah of Yovel only applies b'zman k'chol Yoshveha aleha. If all the Jews live in Eretz Yisrael, if you don't have Kol Yoshveha Aleha, then you don't observe the din of Yovel at all. So then, Rashi, and a few places, Rashi refers to from Ma'ikot, another place in Gittin, Rashi quotes the Machlokes HaTanaim from the Sifra, in the beginning of Parshas Bahar. It says in Parshas Bahar, when you come to Eretz Yisrael, after the first 14 years, first 7 years they were conquering Eretz Yisrael, the next 7 years they were dividing Eretz Yisrael. So year number 15 was the first year that Eretz Yisrael had Kedusha Sa'aretz. So the first Shemitah was observed in year 21. First 14 years didn't count. It wasn't Eretz Yisrael. Didn't have Kedusha Sa'aretz yet. And the first Yovel was observed in year 64. It was the first 14 years didn't count. So the 50th year, starting from the 15th year. First 14 years didn't count, it wasn't Eretz Yisrael. So the first Yovel was year 64. So the Tanoim had a Machlokes in the beginning, a Machlokes Rebbe and the Chachamim. So the Psukim in the beginning of Bahar say every seventh year you observe Shemitah, and after seven Shemitahs, then the 50th year you observe Yovel. What if you know it's not going to lead up to Yovel because you don't have Kol Yoshvecha Aleha? So you don't have to observe Shemitah either? What do you say? No, Shemitah is a Chiyuv Min HaTorah to observe. If you can't lead up to Yovel, so you just keep on counting 7, 7, 7, Yovel Vod, so there won't be any Yovel. So we paskin like Rebbe. If you know in advance that the seven Shemitahs are not going to lead up to Yovel, the whole observance of the Shemitah is not the obligatory Min HaTorah. The whole Shemitah is only Midirabban. That's the Pashtus in the Rambam that we paskin, Pashtus in all the Gemaras. The Shemitah of Zman Hazeh is only the Rabbanim, because if you paskin like Rebbe, if you know in advance that you're lacking Kol Yoshvecha Aleha, so you're not going to have any Yovel, so you don't have to observe Shemitah Min HaTorah either. So that's what the Sfaradish Gedolim in the 1600s, they came up with this Einfal, this wild idea, that the Gemara says in the end of Perek HaShaleach, that in Surya, because it's only Kibush Yochid, so all the mitzvahs are placed by it's only Midirabbanon, Menatorah doesn't have Kedusha Sa'aretz. So since the whole mitzvah Sa'atliz Bar is only with the Rabbanan, so there you say, Yesh Kinyan Anachri L'Havkiyah. But in there it's all proper, with the mitzvah Sa'atliz Bar is Adaraisa, then you say, Ey Kinyan Havkiyah. So the Svadish Yigdolim, for the 1600s, they understood that that's the word. Is it Daraisa that Ein Kinyan Havkiyah? And if it's the Rabbanan, then Yesh Kinyan Havkiyah. So since today, the whole din of Shemitah, even in Eretz Yisrael, is only with the Rabbanan, because we know in advance that it can't lead up to Yovel. So since the whole din of Shemitah is only Rabbanan, so they came up with the idea, Yesh Kinyan HaHavkiyah. That's what the whole Het HaMechira is based on. So the Beis HaLevi Tainas, it's not the same. If you hold like the Tana, Yesh Kinyan, the Eretz Yisrael HaHavkiyah, it doesn't mean if the guy owns it, it doesn't have Kedusha Sa'aretz. Eretz Yisrael has Kedusha. Yesh Kinyan HaHavkiyah means since the Ika Mitzvah of HaTrafas, Trumas, and Maisris is Multal on the Baal HaSodah is not Jewish, so it's not from the Shevet Mitzvah's Ben Enoch, so he's not Mechuyiv to be Mafrish. If the owner is not Mechuyiv to be Mafrish, there's no Isa Tevel, so all Isa Tevel doesn't get off the ground. And we paskin in Kinyan HaHavkiyah. The only time we paskin Yesh Kinyan HaHavkiyah is in Surya, because the whole Kedusha is only with the Rabbanan. The whole Kedusha rests on the fact that the farms, the area, is owned by Jewish people. But if a non-Jew buys Surya, so it doesn't have any Kedusha. It doesn't have the make-believe Kedusha with the Rabbanan. When the guy buys it, it doesn't have Kedusha at all. But if you're talking about Eretz Yisrael Shemitah B'zmanas, that's only the Rabbanan. How can they say Yesh Kinyan HaHavkiyah? The guy is going to buy Eretz Yisrael, is going to be no longer a Kodesh, but Kedusha Sa'aretz. Still has a Kedusha Sa'aretz. Just that the Chiyuv to observe Shemitah is only with the Rabbanan, because you know in advance, not going to lead up to a Yovel. But that's not reason to say that Yesh Kinyan HaHavkiyah. That's what the Beis HaLevi writes, and the Rav Chaim quoted this Tshuvas HaRosh. No one ever said, from the Sheish and Meibre, no one ever said, Yesh Kinyan HaHavkiyah in Eretz Yisrael with respect to Shemitah. The Tana said, Yesh Kinyan HaHavkiyah, the Tanoim and Amaroim, who said, Yesh Kinyan HaHavkiyah on Tshuvas HaMaisus, because it starts off with a mitzvah. So the Baal HaSodah is not Jewish, he doesn't have the mitzvah of HaFrasha. When there's no mitzvah of HaFrasha, so then it's not going to be terrible. But Shemitah starts off with an Issa. It starts off with lavim. It doesn't start off with a mitzvah that you have to do.
Why do we say that we know that in advance that we won't have yovel on the Mashiach come and we have
a Sadiq? It's a good question. It's a very good question. I don't know. That's what they were assuming all along. It's a very good question. Yeah.
So what do we assume the Het HaMechira now is based on? Are there other reasons that we rely on the Het HaMechira now?
That's why everybody's so upset about the Het HaMechira.
Because of the Beis HaLevi.
Yeah, it's a very strong taina. Very strong taina. Yeah. People think that Rabbi Cook is the one who invented the Het HaMechira. Rabbi Cook didn't invent the Het HaMechira. Het HaMechira is from the 1600s. And then when the Jews started to move back to Eretz Yisrael in the late 1800s, so they had the Shaila with Shemitah, should they observe Shemitah? So the Rabbanim in Europe told them they don't have to observe Shemitah. But before the Rabbanim worked out, and they quoted these poskim, this Svaradish poskim from the 1600s. Rabbi Yitzchak never heard of this. So they had to take the book out of a library and take it to Rabbi Yitzchak. They showed it to him. They didn't have any Xerox machines then. So the Abishom, the Sefer, and he said, okay, if that's what they relied on. So he also signed along with the kula, with the het. But the Frumma Balabatim in Eretz Yisrael were there already a couple of years. The first kibbutz was Maskeret Batya. It was paid for by Baron Rothschild, and he visited and he liked it that they were religious. They would daven every morning. They would learn a little bit. Then they worked the whole day. He was very impressed. He gave them permission to name the kibbutz after his mother. Mother's name was Beatrice, but her Yiddish name was Batya. So the kibbutz was called Maskeret Batya. And originally, Maskeret Batya was all strictly religious farmers, very religious farmers. Unfortunately now, I don't think there are any religious people on Maskeret Batya. It's not at all a religious kibbutz. But when they first started, so the big shaylos they would send to Europe, the daily shaylos they would ask at the Badatz in Yerushalayim, the shaylos that were long-term shaylos, that they would ask the Rabbanim in Europe, where they came from. But then the Badatz told them that another year it's going to be Shemitah, you shouldn't use any Heterim, you have to observe the Dinim of Shemitah. So they didn't use the Heter Mechira, and Baron Rothschild was very upset. He's going to have to send them more money now, because they're not going to make any money. They're not going to be doing Avodah Zarah, they're not going to have any fruits or vegetables to sell. So he was very upset. So he didn't send, he used to pay, Rothschild lived in Europe, he used to pay for the doctor to come once a week to take care of the children, to take care of everybody. And some of the children died during the Shnas HaShemit because the doctor didn't come. And some of the behemoths died. Some of the behemoths died also. It was a major disaster. because Baron Rothschild was angry. Why they're not relying on the Heter Mechira? They didn't rely on the Heter Mechira because the Rabbanim and the Badatz told them not to. So then, after the disaster, after some children died, some behemoths died, so then the Badatz told them, next time Shemitah comes, another 7 years, they should go for the Heter Mechira, but we don't want to touch it. So go to the Rabbi in Yafo. Rabbi in Yafo is the one, Naftali Hertz, I think, he was the one who put out the Siddur Agro with Kabbalah, with a lot of Kabbalah. He was a big tzaddik. So when he passed away, they needed a new Rabbi in Yafo, so they hired Rabbi Cook. So that was part of the job description. Like whoever is the rabbi in the Jewish center has to supervise the Manhattan area, whether you like it or not. That's part of the job. And whoever is the rabbi in the Young Israel of Flatbush has to supervise the Flatbush area. Because the rabbi, I forgot his name, the rabbi from the Young Israel of Flatbush is the one who made the Erev. So that's part of the job description. So whoever is the rabbi in Yafo has to supervise the Heter Mechira, for Shnas HaShemitah. So it wasn't his fault, it wasn't Rabbi Cook's fault. He was never happy with the Heter Mechira. At the end of his life, he suffered terribly. I think he died from cancer. At the end of his life, he suffered a lot. And he told the people he thinks he's suffering because of the Heter Mechira. He was never happy with that. He didn't come up with the Heter Mechira. That was part of the job. Very shvera Heter Mechira. Very difficult. Again, so...
What was the reason Rabbi said that according to Mandel, there ain't any mafkia, so that he can't be mafresh even if he wants to? Was Rabbi saying that's
machlokas
also between?
That's machlokas hatanoim. Yeah, one time the Reb Shimon has a pasuk that a nochri cannot be mafresh trumas amayz even if he wants to. Even though a nochri wants to volunteer to do another mitzvah, he wants to shake a lulav, that's fine. He wants to sit in sukkah, that's fine. Very surprising. In Yiddish, there's an expression, vikum tayov in a sukkah rein. How does a non-Jew fit into the sukkah? But in the Rambam, it sounds like that. That if a guy wants to shake a lulav, but where tzitz is a sit in sukkah, even do a bris milah, a covenant. The Rebbe Shem never made a covenant with them. The Rambam is mashma. If he wants to volunteer to do bris milah for the sake of the mitzvah, ain't a mitzvah v'yosa, it would be meaningful. Very surprising, Rambam. That's a tshuvas Rambam. So Rav Soloveitchik and Rav Moshe Feinstein both thought that it must be a forgery. They couldn't believe that the Rambam is going to say that the guy is going to have a schar ene mitzvah. Yes, I'm doing a bris milah, but he says it on lulav and shofar and tzitzis and all the other mitzvahs. So the pashta says like the Tana that if the guy wants to volunteer to be mafresh trumas and maasas, he can, because you learn that from the pasuk ish ish l'rabbis ha'akum, that the nochri is able, he is a bar haflor. So just like he's a bar haflot to be magdish a korban, should be bar haflot to be mafresh trumas and maisus. Mafresh trumas and maisus also belongs to the category of haflot. And the Tanahu says no, because it has exeris hakosim. That a nochri cannot be mafresh trumas and maisus.
That doesn't depend on the machlokas yesh kinyan akir in
kinyan akir. No. And then there's a new story about yesh kinyan hafkia. Yeah. So the Chumash of Rosh says that even the Tanahu thinks the yesh kinyan beris al hafkia. Yeah, Trumas and Mises, only been get to Trumas and Mises, because in order for something to be terrible, they have to start off with the mitzvahs of Russia. So the owner of the farm is not Jewish. He's not mechuyev to be mafresh. Even if he old, if he wants to, he may, but he's not mechuyev to. You're not mechuyev to be mafresh. How can you? It doesn't become tevil in the first place. In order to become tevil, you have to first have a chiyev of Russia, and then calls man, you're not mafresh, it's considered tevil. But if you didn't have a chiyev of Russia in the first place, so there's no din of tevil. So that was why there was an opinion in the Gemara that we don't accept. The Yesh Kinyan Be'eretzol HaHafkiyah Mi'achumas HaMaisis doesn't mean when the guy buys it, it becomes Ois Eretz Yisrael. It doesn't lose the Kedushas Eretz. It retains Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. But the owner of the farm is not Mechuyev. It's not from the Shevet Mitzvah. It's not Mechuyev to be Mafrish Shumas HaMaisis. So therefore, there's no Din of Tevel setting in. But in Chutz La'aretz, when you say in Surya, Yesh Kenya LaHavkia, that's Mafkia the whole Kedusha. Because the whole Kedusha only is all make believe Kedusha in Surya, no Kedusha Darais. Because it was only Kibush Yochid. It's only make believe Kedusha because it's owned by Jewish people. Kedav HaMelech was Kovishit. So there's a din of Kibush Muhammad. But if a guy buys it, so it's not owned by the Jews and it's not Eretz, so it's nothing with nothing. But that's why even the Gemara says, if Mark quotes Mishnah is like that, if a guy buys a farm in Surya, according to the Shita that Surya doesn't have a Kedusha Daraisa, so the din of Yesh Kinyan Lafkiya even applies to Shemitah. In Eretz Gufa, it doesn't apply to Shemitah, the Shuvas HaRosh says. But in Surya, it's Mafkiya, the whole Kedusha Sa'aretz. But in Eretz today, the Kedusha is a Kedusha Daraisa. So how can you say the Chiyav Shuvas HaMaisis is Midirabbana? And the Chiyav Shemitah is only with the Rabbana. Okay. The Chiyav to observe Shemitah, but the Kedusha is a Kedusha Daraisa. How can you say Yesh Kinyan HaHafkiyah in Eretz Yisrael? That's the Beis Halevi's Taina. It's a very strong Taina. Anyway, so getting back, Nochama, what are we doing here? Tosfos, this long Tosfos, very famous. So Tosfos, the first line says, Mashma from our Gemara, that if an area doesn't have Kedusha Sa'aretz, it's not Chayv and Shumas HaMaisis, even with the Rabbana. And our Torah, everybody knows, that's Chumash. In Adi Mechayv Medir Rabbanan, and this contradicts the Gemara Mechores Chav Zayin and the Gemara Beitz Yud Beis. The Gemara talks beferish about Trumas Amaisis and Chutzlot. So what's going on? So Rashi gave the Teretz. So whatever is Dogen Tirish V'Yitzu is Derais in Eretz Yisrael. Some Chutzlots all over the world are made a din Medir Rabbanan that you have to be mafresh. Whatever is only Medir Rabbanan in Eretz Yisrael, so that would be a Gzeru L'Gzeru. So they never introduced it in Chutzlot. So then Tosfos modifies the Rashi a little bit. With the Yerushalmi over here, their girsa, with their interpretation, it doesn't fit in 100%. They say, this is not Dafkin, that's not Dafkin. So the Tosfos interpreted, there's a difference between Maisa Yerek is the Rabbana without an Asmachta, and Shar Peres Eilun is the Rabbana with an Asmachta. So the Rabbana without an Asmachta, Legamre Med the Rabbana, so they never made Yerek, Maisa Yerek B'chutz Lords. But Shar Peres Elon is a din de Rabbana with an Asmachta, so they made it's halfway like a din de Raisa, because an Asmachta is not just a mnemonic device to remember the din de Rabbana. It means that the Rabban Shlomo is really implying to us, he would encouraging us that we should make a din de Rabbana. So Tosfos says on Trumas and Maisus, on Peres Elon, because it's a de Rabbana with an Asmachta. So you have to be mafresh truma, although you don't have to be mafresh maisa. But the question is, Rashi was a winemaker. Rashi was not mafresh trumas and maisas on dogen tirish v'yitza. On the wine, he was not mafresh. Why not? So the answer is, mishibo harovim. Oh, the Yerushalmi. Mishibo harovim ubitlum. Who were the rovim? The Turks. What changed when the Turks came? What does it mean? So Tosfos interprets that yesh kinyan anochri l'hafkia. What does it got to do with the Turks? The Tosfos says because they charge tax. And if you don't pay the tax, the government confiscates the karka. So that's called Yesh Kinyan. Yesh Kinyan HaHafkiyah. Because the Shibud, the government has a right to charge tax. That's Dina the Machlus Adina. Government has the legal right to charge tax. And the government has the ability to be Matala Shiba Nechasa Manya Karka. They have a right to say, if you don't pay tax, we're gonna confiscate the karka. So, and Shiba Nechasim is a kinyan lachatzoyim. So it's considered as if Yesh kinyan lanochri lahafkia. So why would they ever mafrish chumas amaisis in Europe anywhere chutz? The answer is because a lot of places they didn't pay tax. That's what Tosis points out the last few lines in Tosis, when it says Bab Mitzia Daf Kuf, six lines from the end of the Tosis. They say the Gemara says there in Bab Mitzia, they were located Ikadolayavi Taska and Ikadiyavi Taska. They were not every karka was subject to taxation. There's property tax, real estate tax. And then even if you have to pay real estate tax, they didn't always have a shibud on the karka. The government didn't always have a right to confiscate your house if you don't pay tax. You got to pay tax. Okay, they would take away the money from your bank account, but they wouldn't take away the karka. So whenever the government charges legally, they charge tax, and they say, whoever doesn't pay tax, we're going to take away their house. We're going to take away their karka. That's considered as if yesh kinyan anochri lahafkia. The karka belongs to the Goyish government, okay? Karka belongs to the Goyish government. That's why you're not chayvin trumas and isis. That's the first sheet of Tosis. Yeah. Then the Tosis has another sheet of totally different terrors. Totally different terrors. That what? Not Dogon Tirish V'Yitzer is one Madrega, and Perusilin is another category, and Yerik is a third category. Oh, fantasy. It's all fantastic. Unbelievable, no? They built the Kemad Yesh Me'ai. That was their Kirsan Nirishami. Okay? So the second Shita is, it depends whether you're talking about Vaday Tevel or Demai. Vaday Tevel is an Eretz Yisrael. There's a Din Men HaTorah sometimes. So Vaday Tevel, all over the world, you have to be Mafish Tumas Amas. Even in France and Germany, even in America. All over the world, you have to be Mafish. But on Demai is only a Chumra Midrabbanim. Rabbi Moritz Masrenhein, they only introduced Demai in Eretz Yisrael. In Chutzlos, you don't have to be Mafrish Demai. And Tyson says, our Gemara that says, Beit Shan Rebbe Paskin, Beit Shan is Chutzlos. Therefore, you don't have to be Mafrish Chumas Amais. Therefore, Rabbi Meir didn't do anything wrong. Our Gemara is talking about Demai. How do they know it's talking about Demai? Who says it's talking about Demai? So Tyson says, as we explained in the Tyson's Vidilmo, the Tesis on Yud and Vava, where is it? On Zayin Amal Aleph, there's a Tesis, the Dilma. So Tesis has a Shtikal Torah. Woo! There, in this Tesis, on Vava Mabes, they say, we explain that the Tesis is Zayin Amal Aleph, a Shtikal Torah, and therefore they prove that the whole Gemara is talking about my was a Shtikal Torah. We said there's a Din, all in Yoni HaFlo, you have to have Levate Bisvasayim. So Pasuk and Pashas Vayikra, Nefesh Kisishova Levate Bisvasayim Lahor Lahetiv. If you don't, if the person was Goma believer, he made up his mind to accept the neder, but he never said it. Tzarch Lahetiv Bisvasayim. Because man, he doesn't pronounce a neder, the shul with his lips, it's not binding, it's not chal. With two exceptions to the rule. So one is Afrashas Truma, because it says in the Pasuk in the end of Pashas Korach, B'nechshov Lachem Chumaschem, Truma Nitalis Menachshove. And the other exception to the rule is called Nadiv Levi the Seviu, the Pasuk in Divrei Yomim. So Tosis now quotes a Gemara in Shabbos. Here the Tosis Zainam and Aleph, the Mamaska of the Dilma, Tosis quotes a Mishnah in Shabbos Kuf Mem Aleph from the base, the 24 Prokim in Masech Shabbos. A lot of people don't even know the names of the Prokim in the end. So one of the Prokim that they never heard of is Perek Noitel. Okay. Mishnah says, I'm allowed to, if my baby is crying, I can pick him up, that he should stop crying, even though the kid is holding on to Muktzah. So am I not picking up Muktzah? No, I'm picking up the kid. The kid is holding on to the Muktzah. So the Mishnah says it's permissible. The Gemara has a whole discussion. Why is it permissible? The kid is holding on to a nickel, let's say. So I'm picking up the kid with the Muktzah. So that's how the Perek begins. Noitel other than his Beno. So that Mishnah, the first Mishnah there, and that Perek Noitel says, Kuf Mem Aleph on the base. Mishnah has a din, and the Gemara Kuf Mem Beis Amar Aleph, and the next time the Gemara discusses a din. So there's a din, you're not allowed to be Mafish Shumas and Maisus on Shabbos and Yontif, because of Misakan Mana. Usually Misakan Mana means if you have a broken chair and you screw it together, you fix it, you have a twisted fork that doesn't work, it's broken. So you straighten out the fork, and now you can use it. You have a twisted knife, and you straighten it out. So that's Mesakin Mana. So that's Mesakin Mana Deraisa. You fix the broken kli, now works Menater. And here there's a din of Mesakin Mana Midirabbanan. You have Tevel, and you have to be mafish Tumas and Maisa. So once you're mafish Tumas and Maisa, you're allowed to eat it. So the Mishnah says in the end of Beitza, that's a Nisa Mesakin Mana Midirabbanan. Why is it only Midirabbanan? Why is it not Mesakin Mana Midirabbanan? So some say misaken mana. Mana is a kli. The word mem nun aleph mana means a kli. Whenever you take food and you make it roi lachila, that can't be misaken mana matar. There's no misaken mana deraisa no echlim. And others say a different reason. That if you ask a goy, did I accomplish anything? The goy will say, yeah. Would you take away all the food? I give him 100 units of food, then I take away 2 units for truma gedola, take away 10 units of my sevishin, then I take away 9 units of my sevishin. He says, you left me with nothing. Well, what did you take away 20%? Was everything missing? So, al pi halacha, that's a misaken mana. It's a roi lachila now. Before I took out the trumas of my sevishin, it was also bachil. Now it's muta bachil. So most of the poskim say that. That's only misaken mana midirabbanan, because at al pi halacha, it's a tikkun. He made it kosher. If it's not a tikkun in mitzias, then it's not a misaken mana derais. That's a question whether that's really true. Let's say you have hadasim. Let's say you have hadasim that have berries. So the Mishnah says in Lulav HaGozel, if you have anavav merubim me'alav, you usually don't see this. When they sell you the hadasim, they already plucked off the berries, if there were any berries. But once in a while, when they open up a crate of hadasim, before the one who sells the asregim has a chance to pull off the berries, he'd be able to see. So the Mishnah says, if you have more berries than you have leaves, so then the hadasim are possible. But if you pull off the berries, so then the hadasim become kosher. So the Mishnah says, and you're not allowed to pull off the berries on Shabbos and Yom Tov, because that's Mesakin Mana. What's Mesakin Mana? It means it was a possible hadas before. If it has more berries than it has leaves, anav of merubim me'alav, it's possible. And when you, if you memayit, if you rip off enough berries on the hodas branch, and now it has more leaves than it has berries, then it's kosher. So Tosis writes in Yuma that that's only misakim mana midirabbanan. That's not misakim mana minatar, because on the level of the raisa, because it's only misakim in al pi halacha, it's a kosher hodas. If you ask a goy, what did I accomplish? The goy will say, you took away part of the... The goy won't appreciate the fact that it's a kosher hadas. He doesn't understand. Tikkun in Metzias is called Mesakin Mana. Tikkun al pi halacha is not called Mesakin Mana min haTorah. That's Poshim Shana. And that, on the side of that, that's a Tesis and Yomer on Daf Lamed Zayin. So on the side of the page, Rabbi Kiveg says, look on the Mordechai who quotes a Rav Yoh, that's Mesakin Mana deraisa. So that's a shaila. Is that really called Mesakin Mana deraisa? If the tikkun is only tikkun in halacha, not a tikkun in mitzvahs. If you mafrish chumas and maizes, that's only awesome at the rabbanim. That's not awesome at the rabbanim. That's the question, why not? So the pashtus is because it's only a tikkun in halacha. It's not a tikkun in mitzvahs. But according to the Mordechai, that if you pluck off the anavim from the hodos, you're in violation of an isa misakamana deraisa, even though it's only a tikkun in halacha. So you have to say a different reason, maybe, because misakamana is only on kelim, mana. There's no Mesakin Mana Deraisa. Whatever it is, the Mishnah says you're not allowed to be mafrish Chumas and Maisis on Shabbos. So the Mishnah, Kuf Mem Aleph and Beis on Shabbos, the first Mishnah, Perek Noitel, quotes the Tana Reb Yudah. Reb Yudah says, if you have Meduma, you're permitted to take out Malas HaMeduma Be'echad Umeyon. What does it mean, Malas HaMeduma? Okay, maybe we better run down to Mincha. Tomorrow I'd like to pick up from here, Malas HaMeduma. And then I'd like to continue with this long Tosfos. This the Hitter Rebbe Beit Shan Tosfos, and the big Tosfos Hitter is relying on what they wrote here with Dilma. They referred to it. They said a whole Shtikal Torah, and because of their Shtikal Torah, they say they proved conclusively that the Gemara is talking about the mind. They didn't prove it. It's only if you assume their Shtikal Torah. Okay? Tomorrow is another day.
Do you eat a pellet shell?